Merritt Street, we're building a new morning show where our guiding principle is to always value your time.
We'd love for you to join us. Be part of our community.
Each morning will be packed full of news, information, advice, and a lot of fun.
And we promise we'll never waste your time.
I'm Dominique Soxa.
I'm Fanchon Singer. Join us for Morning on Merritt Street.
8 a.m. Eastern, 7 Central. Essential television.
Today on an all-new Dr. Phil.
Her mooching, lazy son.
Andrew has thrown plates away instead of putting them in the dishwasher.
Still lives at home.
He's peeing in bottles that are leaking through the ceiling. Did you smell it?
It's horrible.
He says mom's a pushover.
You seem to have a chip on your shoulder.
Should they kick him out?
I think it's a fine line between being a mom and enabling.
No, there's not. And there's a bold red line, and you are so far across it, it's not even funny. Let's do it.
Show, everybody. Here we go.
I hate to see people suffering, and you've hurt long enough.
Stand by, Dr. Phil.
Take
I'm going to get you the help that you need.
In 5, 4,
this is going to be a changing day in your life.
Go, Dr. Phil.
Thank you very much. Well, okay. Looky here. Trash bags are used for trash. Toilets are used for going to the bathroom. I mean, it's just common sense, right? You clean dishes in a dishwasher. Not for my guest today. Yeah, he uses the floor for trash. He uses a plastic bottle to go to the bathroom because you want to save that urine, right? And who needs a dishwasher? You just throw your dishes away in the trash. Forks, plates, everything, just throw them away. Well, that's the philosophy of Brandy's adult moocher son, who takes the definition of lazy to a whole new level. Take a look.
My son Andrew is 20 years old. He's a filthy pig.
Andrew's lazy. He sleeps all day. He doesn't want to work.
There's times where I leave the house and I don't brush my teeth at all, and I haven't taken a shower.
Andrew smells like ass and feet.
This is Andrew's room. Normally, there's clothes, shoes, trash, plates, and dishes up here.
My bedroom, it can be very dirty, but it's my domain.
I've found trash and dishes under his mattress.
There's been times where food has sat up there for a good week and a half or so. I'm not gonna lie.
Andrew has been known to throw the silverware and plates away instead of putting them in the dishwasher.
I didn't feel like dealing with it, to be honest. I just tossed it.
I was pissed off.
They have yelled at me and it turns into a bickering match. I end up just blowing it off.
I keep my house very clean and I kept smelling some smell. So I went upstairs and there's a little door up there that goes into the attic. There was a plastic bag with a bunch of trash and water bottles that had been full of pee. The lids had popped loose and they'd been leaking onto the wood into the ceiling of my house. That's just plain ass lazy.
I don't want to go downstairs. So I totally just did that.
I have no control over my son and it feels like we are prisoners in our own home.
Well, Andrew's mom, Brandy, is engaged to Chet, but Chet says not for much longer if Andrew's antics don't stop.
I'm ready to walk out of this house and Brandy because of Andrew.
About a month ago, Chet gave me an ultimatum and told me that I needed to either choose my son or him.
Andrew's killing me. When I get in big arguments with Brandy or with him, I get a lot of pain in my chest. I'm done being a nice guy.
I know that we have a lot of issues, and I feel like I don't know how to fix them, but I don't want you to go anywhere.
We fight about Andrew a lot, many days a week. It's very tense.
It's always a fight and argument. When he'd get in trouble when he was younger, oh, he's just a kid. Now he's just a teenager. Oh, now he's an adult. What excuse is it now?
He is expecting Andrew to be like him and I, and he's not. We were responsible at a young age. Andrew is not. It's very hard to convince Chet that he's not the most horrible kid on the planet.
You need to cut the umbilical cord sooner or later. He's 20 years old. He needs to grow up here and be a man.
Okay. Is what they're saying true? You don't disagree with much of this, do you?
No, not at all.
So everybody has a way of being in the world, and they're saying your way to be in the world is to just be a slob. Is that accurate?
No, I mean, I'm a messy kid, I'll admit that, but that's not my way of being in the world, no.
Well, it's the way you're being in. How old are you?
20.
20. So you're an adult?
Yes.
Why are you doing this? What's your theory? Is this just normal?
No, I'm lazy when it comes to it. I'll admit that. It's laziness.
Yeah. Do you have a job?
You can somewhat call it a job, yeah.
So how much do you get paid?
There's nights where it's nothing, and then there's nights where I get $10 here and there type thing.
And you get paid in kind also, right? You get paid with other than money.
Yeah.
What do you get paid?
Hookah.
Hookah?
Yes.
Which is something you smoke?
Yes, flavored tobacco.
Flavored tobacco. So you get paid with flavored tobacco?
Yes.
Okay. What's it cost to buy that?
If you were to go to a store, it's like $15 a can. Then you got to buy the coals that go with it and stuff like that. Those run about $4 or $5 each.
So every time you do this, it's maybe 20 bucks or something that would cost you if you just went and did it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you guys gave us a list of what you consider to be his questionable behaviors. You said he drives the car without insurance or registration. Mm-hmm. So if there's a wreck, you're screwed.
Right.
He's in debt to your friends, a bank, the impound, right?
Yes.
Gets drunk illegally because he's underage, right?
Yes.
Leaves trash and moldy food in the rooms for weeks, throws dishes and utensils in the trash. You've been talking about your plates and forks.
Yes.
That you wash and reuse, most people.
Yes.
Urinates in bottles and stashes them in the attic. We talked about that. Steals money and personal items from family. Pawns everything. Lies and doesn't take responsibility for actions. Doesn't shower or brush teeth regularly. Pushed mom's fiance in the chest during a fight. And you're wearing a pacemaker, right?
Yes, sir.
Not good.
That's mutual.
Unemployed and unmotivated. Spend nights at a hookah bar and sleeps all day.
Yes.
Okay. Any of that that you disagree with?
Yeah, the pushing in the chest, that's mutual. He's pushed me a couple times, too. I don't pawn everything. I pawned my golf clubs because I no longer wanted to play with him, and he didn't want to play with me. There's a lot to do with that.
How do you get along with Chet?
There's no real relationship between us anymore.
There used to be.
Yeah. What happened to that?
You know, I don't really know all the details of how it broke down, but they used to be very close.
But it's broken down,
it
right?
It is. It is.
Because you're fed up.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And you've said some things. I wrote down some of them because I don't think I've ever heard anybody say some of these things. I mean, I've talked to a lot of parents with lazy moocher kids, but you said that he has pushed you to the limit, and you said, I want to go shoot his ass. I'm not going to kill the kid. I want to, but I refuse to go to jail for that piece of crap.
Yes, sir.
But you would like to shoot him.
Over a few things that's happened, it could have, but I can't refrain myself from doing something like that.
You said, quote, this is a quote. I don't know if you've heard this one, but this one kind of jumped out at me. Andrew walks around like he's God, but guess what happened to God? He got his ass crucified.
Yes, sir.
What?
Well, the last person that thought they were God, he got crucified. So if he wants to walk around like that, I'll be more than glad to do it. That's exactly what I said. Yes, sir.
Says he wants to break his neck. You said, look, I've just become an ass. I know I am. Most men are.
Well, if they don't want to admit it, most of them, I'll admit it.
You're kind of outing us here. What do you think about that? He has that disdain for your son?
I think a lot of it is just because of everything that's going on, and he's just really upset.
Well, how do you feel about it? How do you feel about the fact that he's throwing dishes away, peeing in bottles that are leaking through the roof of your, the ceiling of your house, to the point that the smell is running you out? Did you smell it?
I did. Yeah. It's horrible. I'm embarrassed.
Why is that okay with you?
It's not okay.
It is okay. It's, you're allowing it to happen, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
And you're embarrassed about it.
I am. Yeah. I don't know how to fix it.
Yeah. What do you do for a living, by the way?
I'm a school counselor.
So you counsel young people?
I do.
On helping them manage their lives and
yeah, educational counseling and yeah. getting through school and all the stuff that
getting traction in life moving ahead.
Deals with yeah, parents and friends and social.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so this is a case of the cobbler's children have no.
I feel like a hypocrite.
Well, but it's not hypocrisy, it's objectivity.
Right.
You know, that's the reason you're not supposed to counsel people you know well. So
Correct.
It's unfair
Correct.
To really hold you to the same standard with him, but it does tell us that you at least have the awareness. All right, we've got to take a break. Coming up, one thing that upsets Chet more than anything else, and it has nothing to do with using bottles instead of a bathroom. We'll be right back.
Andrew has stolen money out of Chet's wallet. He has stolen change from the change jars.
Everything that we've bought in, he's pawned. Andrew has stolen my socks.
I was wearing the socks when he asked me where they were.
You gotta be pretty low to steal a man's socks.
Tomorrow on an all-new Dr. Phil. Abused for years by her stepfather.
Your mother walks in the room, and he is where?
On top of me, in my bed.
I don't recall walking in on anything.
How can a mother not remember?
You don't recall any of the sexual abuse.
I'm like, Mom, we need to get out of here. He said, just suck it up.
I would never say that.
You're the one that doesn't remember. I do.
That's tomorrow.
Andrew wakes up between 3 and 5 o'clock p.m.
I go to the hookah lounge every night. There's nights where I get home at 5, 6 in the morning.
Brandy and I pay for everything that Andrew has. House, utilities, cable bill, cell phone bill.
Andrew hasn't had a job for 7 months.
My mom does get on me a lot about going out and get work, and I kind of just blow it off.
Andrew thinks this is his house, and he is God. This is my house, and I'm going to take it back.
That was Chet, who's engaged to Andrew's mother, Brandy. Now, he says there's something even worse than mooching that makes his blood boil. Here it is.
Andrew has stolen money out of Chet's wallet. He has stolen change from the change jars. Chet has said that there have been tools missing. He suspects that Andrew has pawned them.
Andrew pawned his stereo, his woofers, his golf clubs. Everything that we've bought him, he's pawned. I don't sleep at night. And when I'm gone, I'm always worried about my house.
I used to ask them for money, and then I kind of just stopped. It's kind of a hassle to ask her, and because it's going to lead into what's the money going to be used for? Where are you going? I don't feel like I should have to tell her where I'm going and what I'm doing.
Andrew has stolen my socks numerous times, and he tells me he doesn't do it.
I was wearing the socks when he asked me where they were, and I was like, no, I'm not wearing them, no.
You gotta be pretty low to steal a man's socks.
One time, I took some change out of Chet's golf bag. I think it was like a total of $6.
I was violated. Socks were one thing, but when you got in the golf bag, it was it. I've given him money, I've let him borrow my cars. You want new golf clubs? You got new golf clubs. You need money, go to the hookah bar, go to the hookah bar. He doesn't respect his house, he doesn't respect his mother. He can give two what I have to say or do. I'm done with him walking around here like he owns this house. When you steal from your own family in your own house, you need to go away.
What do you think about what he's saying? He's saying it's pretty low when you steal a man's sock.
He's telling the truth. I mean, I didn't do laundry, so I took his socks, I wore them. I was going to return them, and then he was pissed. I understand that.
And you stolen money out of his wallet?
Yes, I have.
And his golf bag?
Yeah.
And from your mother?
Yes.
So you just take it instead of getting a job?
You seem to have kind of a chip on your shoulder, an attitude. I mean, you're kind of surly.
Nothing personal to them or anything like that.
It's you're not going to hurt my feelings. I was just curious.
No, I'm saying it's nothing personal to them, the chip on my shoulder.
That's what we get at home.
Yeah. Employment's a problem, right?
Yes.
I mean, because you've quit a lot of jobs, true?
I've been laid off of a lot of jobs and fired from one job, yes.
Well, I understand you quit from a collection agency. Mm-hmm. The pay wasn't what you expected, and you didn't like sitting in an office. You were fired from an indoor bounce house for kids after almost a year. You have drama with coworker and too much stress. You quit Hookah Lounge 1, where you work nights. Then you worked at a better one. Then you got laid off there. Then you've done pizza delivery. You quit there as well? Okay. You didn't have enough driving experience, so they laid you off. You've been a restaurant busboy. That didn't work out. You were there for 3 months. Overhire situation. You quit Hookah Lounge 2, right?
Yes.
Wasn't getting paid enough. When you needed a sandblaster at fabrication shop only a few times a month. Now, currently, you're at Hookah Lounge 3, and that's you work at nights, right?
Yes.
Okay. In exchange for the smoke that we talked about, and maybe $10 a night occasionally. Yeah.
That $10 doesn't even put 2 gallons of gas in his car.
Yeah. So what do you want them to do?
If it comes down to it and he stays with her, which I know is what she wants, I'll get out of the house and they'll be happy.
It's not about you getting out of the house to be happy.
I mean...
Hell, it's not.
Well...
how is it not? You got a guy peeing on your ceiling. How is it not about getting out of the house to be happy?
I'm worried if he doesn't have a place to go or doesn't have a job, what's going to happen to him?
Yeah. Well, Brandy makes life at home very comfortable for Andrew. I don't ask myself why he would leave. I ask myself why he would ever leave. We'll talk about that when we come back.
I feel like I still need to protect Andrew because I am his mom.
My mom can be a pushover.
Time to wake up. Let's go.
I try my best not to take advantage of that. But there's times where I definitely have.
I think it's a fine line between being a mom and enabling.
This February.
At age 19, I was married to the prophet of the FLDS people.
This 85-year-old man who has 64 other wives.
A former sect member confronts her polygamous father.
My father condoned my marriage.
How does that make sense to a father to marry his daughter off to the crypt keeper?
Plus, was this soldier falsely convicted?
You had a hand in putting my son in jail, possibly for life.
Have you ever made false allegations prior to this?
Yes, I have.
Is this father killing his child?
You have an addict for a daughter and you're giving her money. Are you telling me that you don't know she's buying drugs with it?
You took her to a drug house to get it.
And a family brutally slaughtered.
Police have arrested the 16-year-old daughter.
You know that she planned this, right?
For the first time.
They practically decapitate your mother, shoot and stab your brothers to death.
The daughter speaks out.
You needed them out of the way for a reason. What was it?
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time. Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I got my master's degree in my 30s. I'm a middle school counselor. I advise parents to give tough love to their kids. I have told parents to take things away from their children, everything from their door to everything else that's in their room except a mattress, to assist them with getting the behavior that they want.
It's just hard that I can give other people advice and I can't give it to myself.
I feel like I'm a total hypocrite.
Well, despite having a master's degree in educational counseling, Brandy seems incapable of following her own advice, which, in fairness, you know, she says she's a hypocrite. I think that's harsh to judge herself that way. The whole point is she's just not objective. She's too close here. She's emotionally invested. But what's that cause? Take a look.
I am afraid that if I kicked Andrew out, he would wind up living in his car like a homeless person. I don't want him to be involved with drug addicts and people that are breaking the law. I feel like I still need to protect Andrew because I am his mom. I have never asked Andrew to pay for anything at home because he doesn't have any money to pay. I think it's a fine line between being a mom and enabling. I feel like it's easier to just do things myself than instead of waiting for Andrew to do it. Either he doesn't do it right or he doesn't do it at all. There was a few weeks where the trash wasn't being taken out and I was getting home before Chet, and I would take the trash out before Chet got home so I didn't have to hear it. I guess when I look at everything that I've done, assisting him with the car and the insurance and the registration and occasionally doing his laundry, yes, I think that's enabling him. But I don't feel like I do it all the time. I don't feel like I'm making excuses for him. I think a lot of times I've said, you know, he's a kid, he's a teenager, he's, you know, being stupid, he's not thinking.
My mom can be a pushover.
Time to wake up. Let's go.
I try my best not to take advantage of that, but there's times where I definitely have.
Okay. Now, what do you want from me?
I would love to be able to figure out what I'm doing wrong.
Okay.
And make the necessary changes to fix it.
Gotcha.
My biggest fear.
And you want me to tell you the truth?
Yes, I do.
And, you know, when I do that, I tell you the truth, whether it's easy to hear or whether it's not. And I tend to put verbs in my sentences.
That's fine.
So when I tell you what I think's going on, when I tell you what's wrong, those things are easily flipped into a to-do list, right? It's like, you're doing this wrong, therefore, you have a to-do list to start doing it right. You do this wrong, you have a to-do list to start doing it right.
Right.
You said there's a thin line between mothering and enabling. No, there's not. There's not a thin line. There's a big, bold, red line, and you are so far across it, it's not even funny.
Okay.
When I say, why would he move out? I mean, come on.
True.
Think about it. Free rent. Okay, he's got free rent. True.
Yes.
Free cell phone, free cable, free food, free utilities, laundry, occasional maid service.
True.
You bring in a maid?
Me.
Yeah. Free headhunter. How many jobs have you applied for him?
The three he's held.
Yeah. So you actually got the application, filled it out?
Yes.
Where was he?
Resume.
I'm sorry?
And the resume.
And the resume. Where was he when you were doing this?
Probably asleep.
Yeah, probably asleep.
Probably asleep.
Free rides, free car insurance and registration, free car loan, free reminders to make car payments, free rain to come and go whenever and wherever, right?
Right.
So, honestly, let's talk shop for a minute. Let's forget that it's him. If you and I were consulting on some mother-son relationship over here, and we had this list, what would you say? You'd say, why would the kid do anything else, right?
Right. True.
I think old sayings get to be old sayings because they're profound. That's why they stick around generation after generation after generation.
Yes.
Old sayings like, necessity is the mother of invention.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you do what you have to do, right?
Right.
You do what you have to do. And you're not requiring anything from him. He gets away with everything.
Right.
There's no pain. There's no motivation.
When I ask him to do things and really get on him, it might change for a couple days or a week. Sometimes two, if we're lucky. That's it.
I got good news and bad news. He's got to hate what I'm saying, because, I mean, it's got to be like blowing the whistle on this deal. And let me tell you something you really don't want to hear.
Closed captioning provided by...
I got good news and bad news. Which would you like to have first?
Good.
The good news?
Sure.
This is about you. It's not about him.
Okay.
Would you like the bad news?
Yes. This is about me.
This is about you. It's not about him.
Right.
That's the good news and the bad news. The bad news is it's your responsibility. The good news is you're the only person you can control, and that works out fine.
Right.
He has no reason to change at all. And there's no pain if he doesn't do something you want him to do or does something you don't want him to do. Right?
Right.
You know, I grew up in Texas, and in Texas, it gets hot. And as a kid, did you ever walk across an asphalt road barefoot in the summer?
Yeah.
You know what happens? At first, it's okay.
Right.
Right? You're walking, and you go, and then you get about halfway across, and you go, oh,
uh-huh.
And what's happening? Your feet are burning.
Right.
So what do you do?
Put shoes on.
You do or something,
run.
Right? You either go back or you run ahead, right. Or you have somebody throw you some shoes. You do something.
Yes.
Why? Because pain is a motivator. It's no longer comfortable to be walking barefoot across that road, so right. You do something different.
Okay.
He has no motive to do anything different here.
Right.
He's got to hate what I'm saying, because, I mean, it's got to be like blowing the whistle on this deal. And let me tell you something you really don't want to hear. The things you're doing to make you full well knowing that you are crippling him socially, but you do it because in the moment...
It's true.
You are parenting. What are you so guilty?
I think a lot of it is when I was married to his father. It was a really bad relationship. He was put through a lot. He witnessed a lot. Mm-hmm. He was right there in the middle of it, always. And I feel really bad. I did that.
So I'm right.
Yeah.
You're parenting out of guilt. Look what I did to him, so I owe him now. I got to make it up to him.
Right.
Look what I allowed him to be exposed to.
Right.
And so when you do something that you think makes him comfortable, then you go, okay, I wasn't much of a mother then, but I am now because I'm taking care of him.
Right.
So you feel better. Uh-huh. Does he grow?
No.
Does he become more competent?
No.
Does he get better prepared for the next level of life?
No.
But screw him, as long as it makes you feel better, right? It's kind of a paradox.
Yeah.
You think that you neglected him then by allowing him to be in the middle of all of this, but you're doing the same thing right now by crippling him to be prepared in life. He's peeing in bottles and throwing away dishes. That's not socialized behavior.
Oh.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Right.
That's very base behavior. That's very immature behavior.
That didn't happen, I don't think, either one of us would be able to say before he graduated from high school. The whole bottle thing, and not that that is makes it any lighter or any better, but
no, it doesn't.
I don't know. I was always thinking that it was something since high school. You know, why did it kind of all go to
He's just lazy.
Yeah.
Because he can be. And what you're doing is you're cheating him. At 20, he's a good-looking kid. He ought to be out there. Ought to be having girlfriends, a job, his own car, living with a buddy in an apartment somewhere, right. Doing whatever, going to school. Instead, he's living in the attic of his mother's house, peeing in a bottle.
Right.
Great job. Let's
Thanks.
Change that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
All right, we're going to take a break. Brandy says Chet's threatened to leave at least 4 times before. So why hasn't he? Well, we're going to talk about that and what to do when we come back.
Tomorrow on an all-new Dr. Phil, abused for years by her stepfather.
Your mother walks in the room, and he is where?
On top of me, in my bed.
I don't recall walking in on anything.
How can a mother not remember?
You don't recall any of the sexual abuse.
I'm like, Mom, we need to get out of here. And he said, just suck it up.
Brad would never say that.
You're the one that doesn't remember. I do.
That's tomorrow.
Closed captioning provided by...
The first page of a book never tells the full story. And those news alerts and headlines, like the ones we get on our phones, don't even scratch the surface of what the story is really all about. Stories are like people, multi-layered and complex. It takes some digging to find the truth, but when we find it, it can change our world.
We like to dig. The news on Merritt Street. Essential Television.
Chet has called me lazy, he's called me fat, and when he called me that, I was done.
Turned around to me and went, you know what, Chet, don't call me fat. I'm like, dude, fat, I'm fat, I don't care. He turned around and he shoved me in the chest.
My fists were balled, I was ready to hit him, and then my mom jumped in the middle of it.
I wanted him to swing first. If he ever swung on me, it's done. He'll be hurt.
All right, well, Chet says his fiance Brandy's son, Andrew, is a mooching, disgusting, dirty thief who walks around like he's God. I understand how you feel, but you have to understand that your attitude and rhetoric, which you say, I know I say terrible things, but it's better than hitting people. Well, that's true, but fortunately, those aren't the only two options. That's not helping. You know, what I want to try to do is come up with something constructive here that we can do. But you say outrageous things because you are, like, hugely pissed.
Yes, sir.
And you're saying them out of frustration, but that's not really helping the situation either, is it?
Oh, no.
Because if it is, the situation would be changed. If you're so smart, how come you haven't fixed it?
That's true.
I mean, I love what you're doing with your hair and everything, but beyond that, I don't agree with your approach to this. Insulting him, demeaning him, doesn't help.
No, sir, it doesn't.
Right, I mean, that doesn't work.
No, sir.
It hasn't worked so far.
No.
All right. And taking care of him like he's an infant isn't working either.
No.
So we have to change that. And look, here's what this comes down to. And he knows this. He's a smart guy. And he's playing you like a fiddle. He knows. You know she feels guilty, right? And you know she's not going to stick with anything. Don't exert yourself. This is going to be easy. You know, here's the thing. You're a very loving mother. You have him. You've also adopted, and God bless you for that.
Thanks.
But this all boils down to emotion. He needs to get out of your house. He needs to get gone. He needs to go. He needs to move. He needs to get a job, get an apartment, go live at a shelter, join the army. I don't know, but he needs to get out of the house and get himself on his feet.
How am I supposed to kick him out with nowhere to go?
It's not your problem. It's not your problem. You say, oh, Dr. Phil, yes, it is. He's my child. He needs to get a job that pays money, not smoke. You need to change the locks, and he needs to be gone. And if he's sleeping under a bridge, that's like standing in the middle of a hot highway. You will go forward or backwards. You won't stay there under the bridge. Nobody lives under the bridge forever. They eventually find some place. He's an able-bodied, intelligent young man. He has a high school degree, correct?
Yes.
He can get a job. There are jobs out there.
There are.
He can get a job. And I'm not saying it's a great standard of living, but, you know, how much worse can it get if you pee in a bottle? You've got to be willing to understand you're not doing what you're doing for him. You're doing it for you. It's time for you to step up and be a parent. I'm just telling you, and if you want help in creating a transition plan for that, we'll do it. But do you agree with what I'm saying? I mean, I know it's inconvenient for you, but you know it's the truth, right?
No, it is the truth.
You've got to get out on... You want to be on your own, don't you? You don't want to put up with these people.
No, I have wanted to be on my own.
If I arrange for somebody to work out a transition plan with you, will you do that?
Yes.
And you will stick to it?
Yes.
Because I will haunt you over this.
Please do.
I will haunt you over this. I will get a locksmith and come change the locks on the house. You've got to do this.
I know. I don't want to make the same mistakes with my other two.
You have two other children at home. Uh-huh. And let me tell you, you need to talk to Robin after the show. Written a really important book you need to read. And she talks about the fact that you got to take care of yourself before you can take... You don't have the right to go emotionally or physically bankrupt now. You have two other children at home. And your job is to take care of yourself so you can be fully functioning and joyful and take... So Andrew needs to go, not only from their home, but from my stage here, because I want to talk to Brandy and Chet alone when we come back. We'll be right back. Hey, Dr. Phil here. Did you know that more than 16 million kids in the U.S. are at risk of hunger each day? That's more than one in five children. Now, these are our neighbors, our kids that play in the neighborhood, co-workers, friends' children. The problem is closer than you would think, but so is the solution. Join me and visit feedingamerica.org/hunger to find your local food bank to help. I'm Dr. Phil, and together, we are... We can't do this show without you, our studio audience.
If you're going to be in the Los Angeles area and you would like free tickets, go to drphil.com and click on Be in the Audience.
Because we have a lot of fun here, don't we? Yeah! Or you can call 323-461-PHIL. That's 323-461-7445.
Brandy first got together, there was, you know, friendship, a lot of intimacy and stuff like that. Now there's nothing.
I wish I could bring back the affectionate feelings and the intimacy that we had for each other. I want to fix Andrew so that Chet and I can move on and have our relationship back the way it was. I feel like Andrew has aged me dealing with everything that I've been going through.
By the time most kids are teenagers, they're begging to move out, right? They want to get their own place and make their own money. But Andrew is 20 years old. He has no plan in place to leave the home anytime soon. We're going to fix that. His mother, Brandy, says that stress from Andrew has caused her to age quicker and, well, less gracefully than she ever imagined. Chet says with congestive heart failure and a pacemaker, he is too old to be putting up with these antics. This does wear on you, right?
Yes.
And that's why I was saying you... have to take care of yourself so you can take care of others. And you're not doing that, are you?
No. No.
Are you healthy now?
No.
And you guys are stressed and you're uncomfortable and emotionally, so you start getting sleep deprivation and you're laying awake worrying about all this stuff. Then you two are bickering back and forth about it, right?
Yeah. I'd rather be at work.
Yeah. So then you can at least escape from it.
Yeah.
And you have to make a resolve, both of you, to say, if you love each other, you care about each other, then you're going to heal this relationship, and you're going to recognize that it's time to let him go. It's time to let him go out there, and, I mean, every mother bird pushes the little birds out of the nest. I mean, every species does it, right?
Right, right.
And are you going to have anxiety over it? Yes. But I'm going to get you some help with that as well.
Thank you.
Because there has to be a plan here. And you need to support her in this, because it's not going to be easy to make this transition, but it is going to happen. You know, all this stress is obviously impacting Brandy and Chet's relationship. And I want this to kind of be a red letter day. I've said I'm going to get him some help in terms of a life coach that'll help him with getting some things and holding him accountable on a regular basis. I'm going to get you some help okay. to follow you along. But I want them to get away from their house and kind of renew what's going on in their relationship. Because, I mean, come on, it's been a constant reminder. I want them to take some time away and kind of hit that refresh button. So our friends at Boots No. 7 Skincare have some nice things in store for them. First, we want to set up for you a weekend trip to just really kind of refresh things for you. And I made where it's only a short drive away, so you don't have to freak out, to help them relax and have fun. I want them to go to the Red Rock Resort in Las Vegas for a two-night stay in a luxury suite, including dinner at T-Bone's Chop House, a VIP movie night, a great round of golf on a super golf course there. Get massages for both of you. And I want you to take this time to use to just kind of talk to each other about the next phase of this relationship and what's going on. And so Brandy can continue taking care of herself at home and pampering herself at home, Boots number 7 is going to supply you with a year supply of skincare and cosmetics and things that will help you. And they didn't forget Chet. They're going to provide him with supply of their men's skincare. Might want to double up on that. There's a lot of skin over there. And shaving products to help keep his skin healthy as well. So I'm just asking you guys to take a break, go away, and hit the reset button here. Will you do that?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be nice to just go on a weekend date?
Yeah, get haven't frisky, had one of those in a while.
You know, go do something fun that's not focused on this. Now, if stress is aging you, stick around. Next, a way you could look younger in only 4 weeks. We'll be right back. Closed captioning provided by... Ready to get real? Go to DrPhil.com for advice on relationships, parenting, finances, and more. Plus, weigh in on your favorite episode, share your stories, and find support in the Dr. Phil community. When you sign up for the community, you will automatically be subscribed to the Dr. Phil Show newsletter. Log on to DrPhil.com today. Before the break, Brandy was given some new products from Boots number 7. To help her maintain her skincare and get confidence back in gear. And I invited beauty expert Jamie Krell to tell us more about one product in particular. Tell us about it.
Yes. Well, I'm really excited to talk to you about this product because it's innovative and effective. It really lives up to its claims and does what it says it's going to do. It's from Boots number 7. It's called their Lift and Luminate Day and Night Serum. Now, when you use this product day and night, you're going to see that it helps to tackle those three key signs of aging. So you all know what that is. It's your appearance of your lines and wrinkles, your loss of skin firmness, your uneven skin tone, and it's going to do all that in just 4 weeks. Now, this product is also clinically proven to help diminish the appearance of your age spots as well. So really, to sum this up, your day serum, it's going to firm and brighten your skin, while our night serum is going to help to revitalize and exfoliate the skin.
Now, you guys have done extensive research on this, actually, so tell us about that so people know.
Well, this product in particular, we've spent 6 years on research and development, which is one of the reasons why this earned the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval Award. In addition to that, there's been massive testing. So we're talking about 20 different studies here, 1,000 different women across 5 countries. So we don't take it lightly. It's been proven to work.
Cool. So where do people get this?
You can actually get this right at Target, which I love because it's totally accessible. You can get both in one pack. They're sold together for $24.99. So make sure to look for Boots number 7, Lift and Luminate Day and Night Serum. Your skin will thank you for it.
All right. And everybody in the audience is getting Boots number 7, Lift and Luminate Day and Night Serum as well. All right. I want to thank all of my guests today, and a special thanks to beauty expert Jamie Krell. Boots number 7 and Red Rock Resort in Las Vegas. Now, for those of you at home, you can check it out on DrPhil.com for a chance to win Boots products given to our audience and a special exclusive offer. Plus, we'll have some tips on our website on how to stop enabling your kids and start empowering them. This doesn't start when they're 18 or 19. It starts much younger when you need to be demonstrating competencies, right? So you guys are going to hit the reset button, and we got a plan.
Yes.
All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks so much. Jamie, thanks. Come get you. Thanks, guys. See y'all. See you guys.